The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the government is being urged to prevent a crazy deal that could see Iceland getting access to Irish fishing waters. CEO of the Irish Fish Producers Organisation, E. O'Donnell, is joining us now. E, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having us back.
Can you tell us what is going on? What sort of negotiations are going on between the EU and Iceland?
Well, basically, there's a broad set of trade measures being negotiated. The EEA, European negotiations at a trade level, and fishing and fishing access to Irish waters forms a key part of this. And this has major implications for Ireland because Iceland is a third country. Iceland wants access to catch fish in our waters, fish that they don't have in their own waters, and fish which will be taken west of Ireland from our very rich natural resources. And at a time when our own industries facing a very bleak time, from when vessels are tied to the pier, when they can only access a very small percentage of their own quotas. Mm. So it's a very difficult time.
Now, where is this coming from, this push to give Iceland more fish? I mean, I can't imagine other maritime nations within the EU would favour this because it would also disadvantage them, one presumes, as well as disadvantaging Ireland.
Well, it may disadvantage some, particularly Ireland, but for other member states, they could be the beneficiaries of this. Ireland are the main givers of currency, the main givers of value because the fish are in our waters. And we have to remember that these negotiations are taking place at an EU level, at a broad EU level, and that Ireland's interests are very minor in all of this. And in a kind of a way, if we look at the history of this, there have been so many flawed deals done in the past at EU levels, which have really left Ireland with crumbs on the table. So it's a real concern for us.
Now, in our waters, how much of the fish are we allowed to take and how much is the rest of the EU, never mind Iceland, how much is the rest of the EU allowed to take?
It's a crazy situation. We have 12% of the European waters. We have 5.6% of the total EU quotas. We only catch 1.5 fish out of every 10 that's caught in Irish waters. On top of that, we have Norway. For example, they have access to catch fish in our waters, blue whiting, which is very valuable. They have a quota at 100 million euros with value. 60% of this quota, or 60 million, is caught in Irish waters. The Irish quota is only about 15 million, yet the fish are west of Ireland. So we have an armada of third country vessels out there fishing when our boats are tied to the pier. It's simply outrageous.
What idiots negotiated this on behalf of Ireland?
Well, some of these are long-standing arrangements.
Name the long-standing idiots then.
Well, Europe carries the can for lots of this. Ireland obviously has to defend its interests. The Irish government has to take its resources seriously. We cannot have a situation where our water's been colonised. We have now the opportunity to do something about the proposed Icelandic access. We have to stand up. We have to defend our interests. We have to get the government to work with industry. We have to have a coherent approach, but we cannot have another decimation of our sector.
What is proposed in this deal, as far as you know? I'm not sure how secret the conversations are, but what is being proposed in terms of the amount of blue whiting that Iceland would be allowed to catch compared to the amount that Ireland currently is allowed to catch?
Well, lots of these negotiations, as you say, Pat, happen behind closed doors. They're progressive. They're exploratory at the moment. But we're led to believe that the access for Iceland will be almost the equivalent of the total Irish quota for the year. So you have a new situation where we have a very small percentage of the blue whiting, despite the fact that it's in our waters. Yet Iceland, a third country, will be given the same quota to catch that species in our waters. It just doesn't make sense.
Now, the population of Iceland is what?
380,000.
Yeah, I was going to say something under 400,000. And our population is well over 5 million at this
million,
point.
5 million, yeah. Exactly. I mean, Iceland is not the problem here. They value the resource. They value the fish in our waters. We have to take the same view. But we have to defend our rights. We have to represent our fishermen. We have to go to Europe and say, this is not on. We have to shout stop.
Now, the man in charge of that would be Charlie McConnellogue. What has he been saying about this?
Well, Charlie takes the view that he is defending the sector, but we fear that matters will overtake us at European level. We fear that unless we have a coherent voice at both government level, at the department level, and at industry level that this will happen despite our best efforts. So we have to cohere and get together and sort this out promptly.
But cohere with whom?
With initially internally within the industry and with the department, and then we've got to go to Europe, and Europe has to respect the fact that these resources are in our waters. These are in our EEZ. We just can't allow third countries to come in and plunder those resources. Now, it's just akin to another form of colonization.
You mentioned that this is part of a broader trade deal involving the EEA.
Yes.
Now, what is on offer? What can Iceland offer anybody? I mean, they're not a great industrial power, so what are they offering?
No, but there are strategic elements to some of these trade deals. There's market access. It covers a very wide range of issues. Fishing.
No, but I mean, what can a population of under 400,000 people offer to anybody in terms of whether you're selling them motor cars or silicon chips? It's a tiny market.
Well, in the context of seafood and in fishing particularly, they can offer something, but the benefit of what they're offering is to other member states. So, for example, they would give some potentially access to catch another species of fish in their waters, but species for which we have a very, very low quota. So the deal would benefit other member states, as the Norwegian deal has done, and we are left with crumbs on the table.
Is it also about them selling their produce, the fish they catch,
yes,
and land in Iceland, and then export to countries that, much more than Ireland, I suppose, have an appetite for fish?
Absolutely. Europe imports 70% of its fish from third countries. Europe has an interest in getting low-cost seafood into its markets. The Icelanders have... Europe is one of the biggest markets in the world for seafood products. For example, Norway exports 12 billion euros worth of products, of seafood products annually. 40% of this goes into Europe. Our exports, for example, are 1/18th of this. So it's a very valuable market, and it's a very keen benefit for the Icelanders if this deal goes ahead.
I know we could trace all this back to 1972 and the bad deal that was done at that point when we joined the EU at a time when our industry was underdeveloped, and indeed our appetite for fish was still associated with the Penitentiary Friday consumption of fish. That has changed. There's a massive appetite now, a growing appetite for fish in Ireland, an appreciation of seafood products.
But absolutely.
Is there anything we can do to, you know, reclaim some of the lost ground?
Well, there's a very simple message in all of this. The message is that we have a very sustainable resource out there. It's been sustained by Irish fishermen. It's a very valuable resource. We have the vessels that are tied up at the pier for most of the year. Vessels that only fish for 4 to 8 weeks, some of them in the total year, whilst other states are out there fishing. We have the markets. We have the onshore employment. It's really, really important to coastal communities. And unless we get together and defend the position nationally and into Europe, we're going to lose again.
No,
we have to learn lessons from the past.
A texter, Joe, says, should we be considering a new fishing model where Irish fish are processed in Irish factories for domestic and export purposes? Losses in jobs on smaller fishing boats would be offset by jobs in enhanced harbour facilities, fish processing factories, distribution and shipping, etc.
It's a very good point. I've grown up with the industry. As I grew up, there was employment 40 to 50 years weeks per year around this coast in coastal communities. Now we're looking at a situation where quotas are so restrictive for Irish vessels that we only work 4 to 6 to 10 weeks per year. It's not tenable. It cannot survive on that. So his point is correct. We need to look at the economic link piece, and we need to realize that there are significant onshore jobs for every job at sea. But we need to defend these interests.
All right. And we need to hear from Charlie McConnellogue about what he's doing to make sure this, what you call a crazy deal with Iceland, should not go through.
Certainly, a crazy deal cannot go through unless there's consultation with industry, unless there's a very clear agenda as to what can be achieved. Access to our waters are key.
Yeah. Do you believe that if our quota was increased substantially, that then we could welcome the Icelanders?
Well, to put it in perspective, Pat, our quota is 5% or 5.6% of the total European quota in European waters. We have 12% of the waters. if we only achieved the 12% of quotas, our turnover would increase by 100%. Our employment would increase by 100%. At the moment, we're looking at a situation where the key employment of 16,000 people around our coasts is under pressure, and there will be significant job losses unless we do something.
One of my texters, G by name, says, "Idiots is right. Membership of this form of an EU is not in our interest anymore. We should think about leaving. It would solve a lot of our problems and issues that are literally ruining our society." I think G would may need to take a broader view of how good the EU has been for us.
Europe has been very good to us, but in a kind of a way, we have sacrificed our marine resources, our marine industries, to the benefit of other EU states. We need to take responsibility for this. We need to negotiate on our own behalf. We need to fight the good fight.
E. O'Donnell, CEO of the Irish Fish Producers Organization, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.